and verse 10.
Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully.
Again.
Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully.
Harriet, is Jeremiah chapter 48, verse 10. Harriet.
Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully.
Again.
Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully.
And
cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood.
My emphasis is the curse that is placed on anyone that does the work of the Lord deceitfully. Deceitfully. The definition of deceit, as we look at the topic, the deceitful workers. Deceitful workers. That's part two now. I repeat, it's one who is deceitful is someone who misrepresents who he is by what he does, by what he says, or by the lie or misinterpretation that he purports to be true. The spirit of deception is from the devil. It plays on the mind and makes people who are affected to believe in the lies it presents, and thereby be destroyed. So the spirit of deception is the spirit that destroys. And when looking at it, in view of what is going on now in the body of Christ, worldwide, this is worldwide. And if you listen to the Rapture Watch yesterday, we try to define what the end time message is and what it is not. The end time message has nothing to do with William Branham. It is a fulfillment of an agenda of salvation. If there's an end time, there was a beginning time. And the Bible tells us that the church of Jesus Christ is a mixed multitude. Mixed. Because Jesus Christ himself gave us those parables. Various parables to make us understand how his church will look like. That is how we are able to understand what is happening in the church of Jesus Christ. 2 Chronicles chapter 12 and verse 32. Is it 1 Chronicles? 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32.
And of the children of Issachar.
Among the 12 tribes of Israel, there is a particular tribe that had a special grace from God. What is that tribe?
And of the children of Issachar.
Issachar.
Which were men that had understanding of the times.
They were especially with a grace to understand the times.
To know what Israel ought to
do. So that they always know what the children of God, what they ought to do.
The head of them were 200, and all their brethren were
and
at their commandment.
All Israel knew the grace they had, and they listened to them because they depended on them to know what time is, what the period of time is, and what they are supposed to do. That is a special grace. And there is the natural Israel, there will be the spiritual Israel. And the spiritual Israel, Apostle Paul also had this to say in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 1. He made that statement. But, what did he say?
But of the times and the seasons,
said, yes.
Brethren, ye have no need that I write
because
unto you.
We know. Of the times and seasons, we know. And there was a rebuke for the children of Israel in Matthew 16 and verse 1 and verse 2 by Christ himself.
Then the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven.
A sign from heaven.
He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering.
What did he call them?
Oh, ye hypocrites.
Hypocrites.
Ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times?
You see? So, and why would they not discern? Because they don't study. Or they study and they ignore what they are seeing. The owner of the church gave us sign of his soon coming, sign of his coming, and sign of the end of the world. Jesus himself, in Matthew 24, verse 3, this is what...
And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives,
he was asked that question.
The disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?
And what was the sign of his coming and the end of the world? What would they be watching out for? He says so many things, but there is one particular sign that we should watch out for. What did he say?
And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you.
It's the spirit of deceit. 2 years ago, I was to go for a program in Ghana, ministers' conference. Also, 2 years ago. And the Lord spoke to me, said, I heard it very clearly. He said, tell the ministers in Ghana to stop playing with the souls of my children. I called the host pastor to tell him. He said they received the same revelation, that the ministers in Ghana are playing with the souls of God's children. And it's not only Ghana. It's everywhere now. The reason why it's good for us to emphasize this is so that you will understand why Apostle Peter said, give diligence. In 2 Peter chapter 1, he said, verse 10.
What did wherefore he say? The rather, brethren.
Said, the rather do what?
Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never
the
fall.
The reason is because many are called, but few are chosen. Don't just go with the crowd. Don't be a member of the church. Now, he told the ministers, don't joke, play with the souls of my children. But listen, this is also the word to you. You too, don't play with your own soul. Don't joke with your own soul. Don't compromise this eternal destination with anything. This is who I am. In my former churches, any pastor, all the four churches I belonged to before I came here, I let the pastor know immediately. I didn't come because I want to belong to any association. No. I already belong somewhere in the world. Though. You don't expect somebody that has attended all the institutions he attended with a military profession that cause I have my mates in Army, Air Force, Navy, course mates. We already enough of association. And then I come from a very large family. My papa married 13 wives, all of them born children. I already belong to associations. I didn't come to church to look for friends. I want to go to heaven. I want a relationship with my God. I want to go to where they will show me the road. Help me in my destination. Don't come and think that I'll be afraid. I know they fear any pastor because you didn't die for me. And when it's time to leave that church, I don't pray over it. I go there. Okay, pastor, last Sunday is the last time me and my family don't go see me here again. No. What happened? I'm changing church. You can't fight me. You can't threaten me. If you threaten me, you are finished. Because when I go finish telling you, you go no say that you didn't need to. You don't own my soul. No man owns my soul. I had reason to talk to the church in Yola. You people are hearing me now in Yola. This morning again, they say Makudi Church. People will come together for fellowship. And they'll be playing politics in the church. Politics, so that their spirit, and they cannot see that it's the devil anointing carnal people to make sure that the church doesn't stand. And why I say so is, how can somebody be an offshoot of this ministry and you listen to me and you understand what I'm teaching here, and then you go out and you gather and you're doing politics? Is it politics we're doing here? Am I here? Are you in this church because I'm an Igbo man? Igbo people? Edo people? Am I Edo? Is it because of our geographical location that we are gathered here? That's the problem. You are joking with your soul. He said, watch. It means there is something, though. There is something, though. When the Church of Jesus Christ started, I spoke last week, there are two seeds that were planted in the church. The seed that is planted by the enemy of Jesus, and Jesus himself planted it. And the seeds will grow until harvest. When it is harvest, you will not know which seed is which seed until they all mature. The seeds that we have planted from the church, first church age, when the Church of Jesus Christ started, those seeds were among the children of God, among the church. We knew them as men of God. We thought they were men of God, anointed, because rain fall on the just and the unjust. The sun shines on the just and the unjust. When they started, they looked like us. They looked like the apostles that started the church. They looked like they were part of us. When they started, it was hot, 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 hot. But we did not know which seed they are until they all became matured. And now, the seeds, they are not maturing, they have matured. That's why we can see them now. That's why we can see them. How do you know them? We know the seed that was planted at Pentecost. And we know that Jesus cannot come to harvest any other group of people other than that same seed that he planted. And that is why many people should know. I am praying that I will take this exhortation to a dimension that will help us truly understand that we are at the end time, and that everybody is now taking their position that they are ordained to be. One of the end time signs are false preachers, false teachers, deceitful workers, found to be liars who say they are apostles, but they are of the synagogue of Satan. The Bible describes in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, from verse 13.
For such are false apostles.
False apostles.
Deceitful workers.
Deceitful workers.
Transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ.
Deceitful workers that transform themselves. They are not appointed by God, though. They transform themselves. But no marvel.
And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
Oh.
Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness.
Because he's the one that ordained them for it. We read in Jude, why Jude verse 3 was telling us to contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Jude verse 3.
Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints.
Uh-huh.
For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old.
This is the reason. They crept in unawares while men slept. Matthew 13 and verse 24, from that parable, he says, while men slept, the enemy came and planted his soul. They came in unawares. Read it.
For there are certain men crept in unawares.
Yes.
who were before of old ordained to this condemnation.
They have been ordained, that is, they are appointed. We know that it will happen. What are the ministry, what are they supposed to do?
Ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness.
You see?
And denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
And in Galatians chapter 1, it tells us the effect of their ministry. What are they supposed to do? Verse 6.
I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another
verse 7,
gospel.
Now listen very well.
Which is not another.
But what?
But there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel
that
of Christ.
That is the purpose of that, those tares that were planted. To pervert the gospel. Pervert the gospel, and anything that is perverted will bring death. You know what I mean? Our brethren, do we have original spare parts again? Do we have original spare parts for vehicles in Nigeria? I say, some years back, a young man came to me for counseling, and they don't even have conscience the way you were saying it. He said, he's into pharmaceuticals. He said, what they do is they work together with the original distributors of the original products from Nigerian pharmaceutical companies. He said, when a new product is come out and it is selling fire, he said, they will go take the sample and go to China. He said, they will do it exactly. If the real one has the thing that he healed there is 80%, the remaining one are chalk. The remaining one, whatever it is, Isha. He said they will now go and use 5%. And the remaining one, now you know the substance where they swallow. They will bring it, he said, you can never differentiate them, the original from the fake. And he said they will come to the distributor, sell it to him very cheap. So he will rush and sell their own first before you come and start selling the original one that he had. That is how they make their money. So you know why now? If they go hospital, the drug know they work for you. So, where will I go? Where will I go? Take a refuge of my soul. Needing a friend to help me. Where will I go? We learn. I preach a message that titled "The Gospel According to Nature." I preach another on the gospel according to science. Apostle Paul said, does not even nature teach you? I pick my text from there. So let's look at how we can use nature to understand the gospel. You see? And I brought out so many things there. So a lot of things happening help you to understand what is happening in the church of Jesus Christ. Those seeds that were planted there, they are now maturing. They are now maturing. Among their manifestation is lies, because that is the deceit. What do you use to deceive somebody? It's lies. In Proverbs 26, verse 28, talking about how God,
a lying tongue hated those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth worketh ruin.
Anybody that is lying to you hates you. Read that scripture again.
A lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth worketh ruin.
Flattery. Is that not true flattery that they use to confuse the heart of the simple with feigned words? The aim is to ruin your life, destroy you. the lying spirit in the church because he hates the children of God. One of the weapons Satan uses to destroy those that he hates, the children of God, is lies. Lies. You know, recently, I was just looking at the story in the Bible. It's a very funny story, but truly, it's applicable. In Genesis chapter 34. In Genesis chapter 34, let's read 33 first. Remember that Jacob had just gained his freedom from Laban, but he had one obstacle to face, Esau. He's going back to his hometown, but Esau, that he cheated, was waiting to finish him. Well, by Genesis 33, where we are reading, they had settled with Esau, and in verse 16 to verse 20, Genesis 34.
So Esau returned that day on his way unto Seir.
Yes.
And Jacob journeyed to Sukkoth.
Listen very well.
And built him an house and made booths for his cattle. Therefore, the name of the place is called Sukkoth.
Sukkoth.
And Jacob came to Shalem, a city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Paddan Aram and pitched his tent before the city.
Uh-huh.
And he bought a parcel of a field where he had spread his tent at the hand of the children of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. And he erected there an altar and called it El Elohi Israel.
Now, listen very well. So he now came to this city and decided to buy a piece of land to dwell there with his children. Now, chapter 34, from verse 1, the story began.
And Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her,
uh-huh,
he took her and lay with her and defiled her.
And defiled her. They came to sojourn in a strange land. They came there to make that place their abode. I remember that that is even a place of promise to Abraham. And those people came and defiled one of the daughters of Jacob. Go ahead.
Verse 3. And he so clave unto Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the damsel, and spake kindly unto the damsel. And Shechem spake unto his father, Hamor, saying, get me this damsel to wife. And Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah, his daughter. Now his sons were with his cattle in the field. And Jacob held his peace until they were called.
Until they came.
And Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out unto Jacob to commune with him. And the sons of Jacob came out of the field when they heard it. And the men were grieved, and they were very wroth.
The children of Jacob were very angry that their sister was defiled.
Because he had wrought folly in Israel, in line with Jacob's daughter, which thing ought not to be done.
It's an abomination.
And Hamor communed with them, saying, the soul of my son Shechem longeth for your
daughter.
The
father of the young man that did it came to Jacob begging that they want to marry her. Okay, you want to marry, then why do you have to rape her first? Go ahead.
I pray you give her him to wife, and make him marriages with us, and give your daughters unto us, and take our daughters unto you.
Uh-huh.
And ye shall dwell with us, and the land shall be before you. Dwell and trade ye therein, and get you your possessions therein.
Uh-huh.
And Shechem said unto our father and unto our brethren, let me find grace in your eyes, and what ye shall say unto me, I will give.
Anything you say, make I pay for dowry, I will pay. Go ahead.
Ask me never so much dowry and gift, and I will give according as ye shall say unto me.
Anything you say I should bring to you, I love this your girl. Wait, don't rape her. I want to marry him. Anything, I want to marry him. Eh?
But give me this damsel to wife. And the sons of Jacob answered Shechem and Hamor his father deceitfully.
Eh? Read it
and
again.
And the sons of Jacob answered
this is
Shechem
where I am going.
And Hamor his father deceitfully.
He answered them. The sons of Jacob answered them deceitfully. You will see the end of the story.
And said, because he had defied their sister. And they said unto them, we cannot do this thing, to give our sister unto one that is uncircumcised.
You see, this is the plan they were doing. Now they found out that the man loved their sister very well. Anything they tell him to do, tell him to do, he will do it. But see where the deceit continues.
For that were a reproach unto us. But in this will we consent unto you, if ye will be as we be, that every male of you be circumcised.
If you will be, we, our men, where we come from, we are always circumcising. Before we give our daughter to you to marry, your own men too must circumcise. Imagine old men in the city there to circumcise. You know why? Go ahead.
Verse 16. Then will we give our daughters unto you, and we will take your daughters to us, and we will dwell with you, and we will become one people.
You see a deceitful agreement. Go ahead.
But if ye will not hearken unto us to be circumcised, then will we take our daughter, and we will be gone.
We will not give our daughter to marry.
And their words pleased Amor and Shechem, Amor's son.
We will do it. Go ahead.
And the young man deferred not to do the thing, because he had delight in Jacob's daughter, and he was more honorable than all the house of his father.
And yet you went to defile, to rape somebody's daughter.
And Amor and Shechem, his son, came unto the gates of their city, and communed with the men of their city, saying, these men are peaceable with us. Therefore, let them dwell in the land and trade herein. For the land, behold, it is large enough for them. Let us take their daughters to us for wives, and let us give them our daughters. Only herein will the men consent unto us for to dwell with us.
What should they do?
To be one people, if every male among us be circumcised as they are circumcised.
Oh, yeah.
Shall not their cattle and their substance and every beast of theirs be ours? Only let us consent unto them, and they will dwell with us. And unto Amor and unto Shechem, his son, hearkened all that went out of the gate of his city. And every male was circumcised.
Every male was circumcised.
All that went out of the gate of the city.
I don't know whether any of you circumcised as an old man before. You know how painful it is. In the north there is very common. For days, you are so much in pains, you can't wear trousers. Even to peace, na wahala. It's so painful. And at that time, there will be no painkiller. So you have to bear the pain like that until the thing is healed. Go ahead.
And verse 25. And it came to pass on the third day.
On the third day now, when the wound don't they decay. Now that time, anything the pain they increase. Where?
When they were sore, that two of the sons of Jacob.
They didn't need too many people. Only two.
Simeon.
Just only two.
Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brethren, took each man his sword and came upon the city boldly.
Now they now came boldly because they know there is no more power. They are all in pains.
And slew all the males. And they slew Amor and Shechem his son with the edge of the sword, and took Dinah out of Shechem's house and went out. The sons of Jacob came upon the slain and spoiled the city, because they had defiled their sister. They took their sheep and their oxen and their asses, and that which was in the city and that which was in the field, and all their wealth and all their little ones, and their wives took they captive, and spoiled even all that was in the house.
It is not every agreement. It is not every covenant that is for your good. Now I'm coming to the church. There is also a deceitful agreement that the Antichrist is going to have with Israel. In Daniel chapter 9, verse 26 and verse 27.
And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come.
There is a prince that is going to come. Their people
shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. And the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the world desolations are determined.
Verse 27.
And it shall confirm the covenant.
Covenant. And this covenant is a covenant of peace that is supposed to last for 7 years.
And it shall confirm the covenant to many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, it shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, it shall make it desolate, even until the consummation. And that determined shall be poured upon the desolate.
He will come and make a covenant. And that covenant is supposed to be a covenant of peace, the Antichrist, with the people of God, Israel. Remember that before he goes to Israel, He was also making covenant of peace with the rest of the world. The ecumenical council. We are one. Let's come together. We are one. That is what is going on now. Covenant of peace. Covenant of peace. As I listen to, as I read this story, what came to my mind is Matthew 7 and verse 13 and 14.
Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat.
Uh-huh.
Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
I began to understand a certain group of people in the church. Listen very well. Servants of God, listen very well. What is circumcision? Circumcision is the removal of excess flesh. And it's usually very painful. That is supposed to be the pearl of great price. In Matthew 13, the pearl of great price. You sell all you have to obtain it. That is consecration. The deceitful workers. Also, there are churches that are called holiness churches. Don't wear trousers. Don't paint. Don't even put perfume. Don't palm your hair. Don't do this. Don't do that. If you see that, holy, 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 holy. That is a circumcision. And you are thinking that that is the man of God. He's preaching holiness. But watch it very well. After some time, he will take you to destruction. What are they saying? Watch all these holiness churches that I have come across. Watch it. There is one in Warri that started holy, holy, holy. They call him anti-messenger, anti-messenger. But the true spirit is showing now for those of us who have eyes to look. When he's telling you that everybody, it is inside his church, that it is in that church that rapture will take place. When he's telling you that this is who God has called him to be, him. In this church here, are we talking about a man or the fivefold ministry? Everything we talk is about the body of Christ. The church of Jesus Christ is no more about a man. Any man that is pointing to himself, he's Antichrist. Watch that spirit very well. We've been saying these things. Very soon, you will be seeing some anti-scriptural things being introduced. Small. They use circumcision to render the people powerless. Then they strike and kill them with false doctrines. That's why we say a deceitful spirit, a liar, hates the target. It means nothing good for you. He lies to achieve a personal motive. Nothing more. That is the spirit of the Antichrist in the church. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 3. What did he say?
For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them,
uh-huh,
as travail upon a woman with child.
When they shall say what?
Peace. And safety.
Peace. What will happen?
Then sudden destruction cometh upon them.
Okay, now.
As travail upon a woman
and
with child.
And what will happen?
And they shall not escape.
Okay. Be warned. Be watchful. Let the Bible be your guide. Not what anybody is telling you from the pulpit. Listen to him through the filter of the word of God. I have found out all this inter-message followers of the ministry of William Branham attacking me. I am a better believer of the ministry of William Branham than many of you. Because that same William Branham said, if you see me say anything contrary to the Bible, he said, drop my own and hold to that of the Bible. And I have found many things that William Branham said that is contrary to the Bible. And I throw it away. You're attacking me again. Are you a believer, William Branham? Praise the Lord. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet message. And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. One group yesterday I was sharing with Pastor Olumide. Now they put me in the group. Oh, then one of them said, look, this man is causing confusion here because I am bringing out the errors of William Branham. And I'm saying, the Bible said it, but see what he said. Which one are we to take? He said, he's causing confusion. Why don't we remove him? And they had me. Came and said, I think we shall remove Brother Moses from this group. And I quickly went before they delete me. I said, I've been expecting it. You call the name of this group Christian Friends. That is why I agreed to stay here. I thought you are a group of Christian friends. I didn't know that you are Abrahamites. I am sorry. I am a Christian, not a Abrahamite. So you can exit me so that you won't say I am the one that ran away from you. Light does not run away from darkness. Then if you remove me again. Praise the Lord. Now, when they abuse me every time, yet I still stay there. And now, again, one verse, he said, come out and come out and come out. For the first time, I see truth running away from error. Light running away from darkness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. One other reason they lie, why they lie, is they lie so that they will have food to eat. These deceitful workers in the church. Romans 16, verse 17 and verse 18. This was what Apostle Paul was warning us.
Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ.
They are not serving our God. That is, you politicians in Yola Church and Makodi Church and Akwanga Church itself, until I step in there to chase them away.
Eh? For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ.
There is no God they are serving, no,
but their own belly.
Even it's happening even in Oweri Church. Oweri Church. All these churches that are offshoot of our ministry. Doing politics there. If you know more than your pastor, then leave that place. I told the ones in Yola, they are listening to me now in Yola. You know, I know you're online, you're listening to me. All of you. I told you, I think on Wednesday also, after I listened to all of you in that conference we had, I told you, okay, it is simple now. Pastor, step down and let them elect who they want to lead them. But I quickly added, I said, that is the one you people want to, not the one God gave you. It's the one you people want to. And after some time, they reasoned again to the counsel I gave them. They decided to retain their pastor. It is nothing more. When you see going on there, it's food. Somebody wants to be in charge. His heir is eyeing the treasury. He's eyeing the offering. It's money, food to eat. Why will a prophet that we have established here, you don't have the ability to feed the people with the word? A shepherd is one with the sheep food. You don't even have the ability. All you know is the vision. Administration, the gift of administration is a gift. A shepherd is a gift. It's not everybody that has the ability to keep the people together. People come to me, Pastor, I don't know, I'm not able, that we gather, then we scatter, and we gather, then we scatter. Are you a pastor? If you have a pastor, there is a spirit around you that gather. They gather. They will be happy to call you their papa because you have a spirit of keeping the people together. The welfare of the people is paramount to you. It's a grace. And you don't desire to be a leader. You are born a leader. You are born a leader. If not, self-appointed advisors will be dictating to you what you should do. And you claim to be a leader. A leader is the head. This body is determined by what is on the head. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Be careful, therefore, when you see people. I don't know. He does like this. At the end, find out what. Up to now, we don't know how he's spending the church money. Hey, you will know. Say, where did they go with that? Now, where did they go with that? Now, money. You never see them say, he preached like this. He misrepresents the word of God. He said, no. He doesn't take advice from people. This pastor doesn't take advice. You don't know the meaning of advice, the difference between advice and instruction. There's a difference between advice and instruction. I stepped down a pastor here some years ago, 2009, who was doing politics in the church here. There were people that were for him, ministers, and some for me. When he started, I was observing. I said, maybe this man doesn't know what he's doing. I call him, come, see what I'm observing. In a mistake, you know what they do. He did second time, I call him again. I said, wait, there's something I'm observing. I told him, see. He can't do them again. The third time, it was trying to take root. The thing was trying to take root. Amy, under my watch. I call all of them. I say, in view of this, you cease to be a minister in this church from today. They spark, spark. Those who spark to follow, some of them are still here. I'm not going to call your name. Some of them are still here. Praise the Lord. Well, what I remember it is, one of the elders flew down immediately. They told him, hey, church, what's cut out? They removed an associate pastor. The assistant pastor has been removed. And he came here. On a Sunday like this, I saw him. Wow, you're supposed to be in Abuja. What happened? They called me that there's an emergency in the church. I said, which emergency? Then he started by, can a pastor single-handedly remove the assistant pastor? He was talking as if he has a scripture to back it up. So I asked him, can a pastor single-handedly appoint his assistant? And he said, on the advice of the elders' council. I said, did you say advice or instruction, or approval? He said, advice. I said, advice if I'm confused, isn't it? But if I'm not confused, do I need advice? I said, if I have authority to appoint, I also have authority to disappoint. To remove from that office. You think I'm a pastor, I don't know my position as a pastor. The church is an army. When a battlefield with a commander known as a pastor. In the military, you are either loyal or you are not. There is no 99.9% loyalty. It's 100% loyal or you are not loyal. And once in the army you are not loyal, in the battlefield, the same gun will be faced on you and fired you. You are an enemy within. Be clear so that the battle can continue. Thing is, I was properly trained before I joined this army. Praise the Lord. Food to eat is what is creating most food to eat. It's what made some people leave this church to go and start their own. There's one husband and wife that left this place because they were popular here. They said, they can be on their own now. They are jokers. After 7 years, see the joke they are playing there. Nothing to feed anybody. The church is more than see vision for anybody. And which vision did they see, sir? Now, marine spirit. You will die tomorrow. Somebody is this. Now, how does that define me? Food to eat. Food to eat. And many of us don't even know that the grace we are using here is borrowed grace. Including me. God brought his people here to meet their needs. He has decided to choose us, to use us. If you leave this place, you are on your own. He will look for another person he can borrow to use here. So if you don't have this revelation, you will think that I am the one keeping this church. When you leave, finish, you go, no, say, no, be you they keep this church, because God will raise another one. God will raise another one. Timothy left. The very week Timothy left, Sydney was announced. Praise the Lord. And they cannot see that the way they were making discernment here. Why is it not continuing there? Why they left here now? They go there now. Why would they not feel discern again? It's now you will know that we are here, we're only borrowed vessels. We are vessels that God has decided to use. You are the reason all this anointing they flow. Me, I know that one, though. Okay, now. Once you are out of this place, the purpose is to fulfill his purpose. God anointed us, so can you test it? Can any minister here test it again? Don't worry, when you go, you can come back after. When people don't know the God they serve, they act anyhow around him. They act anyhow around him. I wake up and I tell God, you have provided a place of worship. You have given me this. You have given me this. You have provided this. It is for a purpose, so that I can be positioned for you to use me. There is no other reason. He has given me comfort, by my own understanding of comfort, than to position me. I woke up this morning and I told the Lord, the reason you made me to be alive today is for a purpose, to glorify your name. I'm available. Use me in the way you use. For that's the only reason I'm alive today. If you don't need me, I'll be finished. I'll be gone. The day you realize that, you will stop politics in the church and focus on the call of God in your life. So these deceitful workers, it is food they are looking for. And that's why these deceitful workers set up churches, and you can see they are business enterprises. They are family businesses. If you are not a member of their family, they know at what stage of the ministry they will edge you out. And they'll be promoting their children. They will tolerate you until their children are of age. And they cannot take over. We are watching all that you people are doing, oh, because the seeds are maturing. You started as genuine children of God. Genuine ministers of God. But as time went on, you began to display which seed you are. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3.
But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you.
Among us, teachers are the false prophets. You see, a prophet and a teacher, you are teaching. You are saying God to say, go ahead.
Who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord abhorred them?
Listen very well. How did they do it?
And bring upon themselves swift destruction.
Yes.
And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken.
Can you see
of
how they are messing up the Christian faith in social media with what these pastors are doing? How do they achieve it? Verse 3.
And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you.
Okay.
Whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not.
What do they do to make merchandise? To make money of you. Watch the emphasis of those ministries. It's money, 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 money. How can somebody read this Bible and tell you that what you understand in this Bible, in any verse at all, is that your first income in the month of January, everything, bring it to the pastor. One even stood boldly. You know, they are not ashamed, because this is the time they manifest who they are. I am the altar. Bring it to this altar. You have to bring it to this altar. Me, I am the altar. I am the altar. Bring it to me. How can somebody say bring offering to guarantee that you will not die this year? How can somebody say bring 1,000? There is another one they say. How old are you? 30. 30. Give according to your age so that you will live. It's money, 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 money. Money, 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 money. That's why the pastor is the only millionaire in that church. Pastor, ask the pastor, what do you do? Even if you say you are doing business, it's the people's tithes and offering you are using for the business. Lies that he gave $1 million as offering. He gave $1 million as offering to one other church. Lie. Where did he get the $1 million from? If you ever did it, you task your people to bring the money. And all those funny stories to make money. I'm not talking about those babalawos that sell everything. They sell everything. They say one, I don't know how true it is. They said, for family counseling, you pay 300,000 naira. I don't know how many people saw it. You saw it. Yes. A prophet in Port Harcourt. And what the thing was, you know, and the mumu people, they paid. But now you create time for the counseling that you promised them now. Now the wahala start. Very wicked. You collected the 300,000, you don't want to see them. Or are you trying to talk about this other people that you say, if you want to see the pastor, to pray personally one-on-one with him, you pay a certain amount. Then if you want to make him line you up, you pay a certain amount. Then when you line them up, finish, after they paid the registration fee to be laid out, they lay them out, and this is all he does. He follow you one by one. And the money will you pay me this way? Eh?
I bring somebody here.
Here?
So, yeah, so they go Port Harcourt. They spend more than 800,000.
To see the man of God?
Yes, in Port Harcourt. I bring him here. He didn't pay one naira. He here.
Oh. Because we are not thieves. We are not robbers. He jammed one chance in Port Harcourt. And you know the interesting thing? That same person that gave 800,000 naira there, after he received his testimony here, he will drop 50 naira. See why they dupe them. I'm not talking about those who sell oil, who sell handkerchief, who sell t-shirts so that you find favor, who sell one thing or the other, and they know how to convince the people. And because the people don't know, that they don't know any better. They don't know any better. Because when someone is going on, they will open their eyes, they want to sleep. Coordinator touch you, say, wake up. If they fight them. Eh? Sister, coordinator. Eh? And they see the fight, where they fight them since. As I stand there. And they see, no, where did they fight you? If they help someone, say, wake up. And they see you. And they see, and they see all the fight, where they go on since. They don't fight you. You are surprised, say, I see them.
I'm surprised, sir.
You are surprised, yeah. Yes. And they see you. And they say, see, they want to help this one in the fight. So that your eye will open. They know what to say. The same grace we have here, but the difference is revelation. If they want to sell something, they will now do one demonstration. You see this water from the mountain. You see this water? It's from the mountain. I did 60 days dry. No food, no water. If you take this water, the Lord said I should not make it too expensive. Only one, 10,000 naira only. And they begin to talk about what water means. Then he will bring somebody and do one demonstration. And the person will shake. Shake, shake, shake. Then some things would manifest. Then they would say, so I have very limited number. So if you like, come and carry your own. You can buy for your friend. We no believe. That your friend, whether lumba lumba, you can buy for him. He go work for him. In the market in goods. And then you will go and do you know that same grace that they are using to collect money from you is here? Do you want me to demonstrate this water? Do you want me to demonstrate? Praise the Lord. I will give you now, you will drink now, you will vomit something out now. But now your water? Oh, anybody doubt it? If you doubt it, maybe you are coming here for the first time. You don't know what this church is. Before there can be fake, there is an original. Praise the Lord. Anybody who belay the pain, and come collect this water drink now. Who again? Eh? Yeah, Loja. You belay the pain, you? No, okay. Eh? Nobody belay the pain now? No. Nobody they purge. Nobody they purge. I want the one where you go confirm. No, that's why. Eh? Okay. What is wrong with you?
Serious pain from my stomach.
Pain in your stomach?
Yes, sir.
Since when?
Since 3 days ago.
3 days?
Yes, sir.
I want better one. Wait. You sure say? No, be.
Sir, my own is my stomach. I just let it finish this morning.
I started explaining this morning. I love the sickness now. And this morning, I want something. This man called church. How are you?
They are fine, sir.
When did I see you last?
I relocated. I live far.
I say, no, I'm being English. When did I see you last? I relocated.
December.
December when?
December camp.
You were here December camp?
Yes, sir.
You didn't come to greet me. I'm sure I saw you face to face last so many years back. You're a football, have you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You will not be sickness now. Eh?
This morning was very, very serious.
But now, well, you didn't dance now. If you had danced now, the thing will come out.
I dance very well.
Eh?
I dance very well.
Eh?
Very well.
You dance very well.
Yes.
And you are still feeling the pain.
Since
you didn't know how
it.
To dance that dance. You go touch that place, then they shake. But you touch them now. Touch them. Jehovah Chineke. Sing for me.
Ali. Jehovah Chineke. Oye, I'm
now, we go do auction for this water. The highest bidder will collect it. Eh? Eh? Oh yeah, let them check now. Check it now. Microphone. Give me microphone to hear the people. Eh? How is it now?
Microphone. The chest pain.
Microphone, eh?
The chest pain has gone down.
Eh?
It has gone down.
The pain has gone down. You come.
So it's a miracle, it has gone down.
It's gone down. When you say gone down, that is from up, it come down. Nobody say it disappear.
It has disappeared. Like
hey, disappear.
You God,
it's gone, sir. It's gone.
Eh?
It's gone, sir.
Disappear.
Yes, sir.
Disappear.
Yes, sir.
Okay. 1 million. Going. That's what they use to deceive the people. Do you think I don't want money? Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully. Wait, you want to drink water? Go buy water for outside to drink. No, my water. Take your water, Joe. Hold on very well, though. Some people go, come rush for them. There's not the way. Come, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Eh? You are bleeding?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, since when?
I have been bleeding since 2003.
Can I borrow your water? Can I borrow your water? Eh? Take. Go outside.
Jesus comes. The tempter's power is broken.
You have been bleeding. If it stop now, you will know.
Sir, every month if I see my period, no, I will be bleeding. But last week, I saw my period.
I want something that will happen here. No. Nobody don't know where you go. Wait till your period come. When the time for your period come, then come here for prayer. Do they hear me? When the time come, I better come collect your water. I want something where people go see. No. So they hear me, sister. Once the time don't they come, you know they feel wrong. Come here. Call my number if you know if you come here. Eh? Now your water. Eh? Who want drink water for you? What is wrong with you?
I have stomachache.
Eh?
Stomachache.
Since when?
It was when the service was on.
Now you start.
Yes.
Now hungry, why are you? Watch out. Who again? What is wrong with you?
Here is holding me as if
when you came to give offering,
yes,
I forgot to call you back.
I
saw that there was poison in your body.
Yes, sir.
But the Lord will take away the poison now.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Can I borrow you the water? Can I borrow your water for you? Who water will collect? Can I go ahead with your water?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you. God bless you. How much is the water?
200.
200. Okay. Take. Open it. No. Father, you minister this to me. The evidence that I'm not lying, take, drink it, and let there be environmental sanitation. Let every poison in your body disappear. Don't go. They go forever. And if you want healing, not be today. I want you to disgrace these people when they do 419 for church. That before there is a fake one, there is original.
Yes,
original ones, so don't charge it. You don't pay for it. You don't pay for it. Freely we receive. Freely we give. Anybody collecting money from you for anything at all, is an antichrist. Except it is for the progress of the gospel. Like we want to buy a new bus, another bus. It's not for the pastor. And you're hearing me now. There is bus. We need bus. If you came to church today with the bus provided by the church, wave your hand. Can you see them? Wave. Stand up and wave your hand. Stand up and wave your hand. You see? Show them now. They show only one side. From one side to the other side. From one end to the other end. You see them? Wave it to the glory of God. Thank you. Be seated. We need more buses. Hallelujah. The offering you people give in this church is for the progress of the gospel. When I ask them, I say, how much money there for an account now? And the account people told me how much. I say, we can take it and buy bus. We don't buy one. See, I'm there. What happened?
Sister Christ, 1 week now, I was telling people here, they prayed for me. I don't know whether I'm kidding or what. I went to hospital, I stayed, and they charged me. Nothing is happening. I give offering, I thank God. When Pastor is demonstrating the Holy Ghost, I tell some people here, I said, I want to go. They said, I should go. When I drank the water, when I got up here, and I don't know what is happening.
But now,
everywhere is empty.
There is something.
Put your hands together for Jesus before I come. Elijah, where is the gift that they are impersonating, O Lord? Where is the grace that these deceitful workers are impersonating? Where is the original grace?
Original God, more, you know the change.
I told them that you honor faith and you answer prayers. Anything anybody will do by faith in your name, Father, answer. Father, answer. Father, answer. This week, you will not bury anybody. Nobody will die. Nobody will die untimely death. Any covenant of frustration against you, because you are answering me, amen, now you are a believer of the name of the Lord Jesus. That covenant is broken in the name of Jesus. Be in the spirit.
Hosanna.
As I was making this declaration, I stood there. The Spirit of God said, there is somebody that is bleeding that you have.
Yes. Eh? Eh?
Your sister.
Yes.
That is bleeding.
Yes.
He said, I should tell you that your sister should connect now.
She used to connect. Yes.
He said, I should call you to ask her to connect now.
Call her.
Something wants to happen.
Call her now.
The man
that was healed now, where is him? Come out. A vision break forth on your head. Where is the man that is
original prophet? Not be fake Yahoo Yahoo.
God bless you, sir. A vision just break forth. I saw you immediately that he made that pronouncement. When you fell down, God take away stroke from you.
Amen.
Exactly 2 weeks ago. Can you remember?
Yes.
2 weeks ago, you were driving. Suddenly, your hand
you
is...
You are right.
Hey, clap your hand for our God again. Yes, remove right. Your hand from your head and clap for Jesus first.
This, what the Spirit of God is ministering to me, it came from the place you tread in the market. I saw attack from that place. God says, because of the grace here, the man who sent stroke to you, that stroke has returned back to the man. It is not a time to shed tears. Be faithful. Your faithfulness has saved you. That is why God saved you from that stroke. It was an acute stroke that was sent. Nobody knows, not even daddy.
Yet my hand is seized.
Your hand is seized. And your mouth was bending. Whoever that has sent a vow against you, by the power in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and begin to pray. Back to sender. Get back to where you came from.
Whoever,
back to sender. Back to sender. Back to sender. Pray. One of those that the Lord healed here, pain in your stomach or chest.
Child of God, whoever that has sent evil arrow against you and your family, arrow of death and stroke, that arrow shall return back to the person. Not you, ma. Yeah, that's the woman. Mommy, that's the face. Mama, God bless you. The Lord did not just heal you through our daddy, but God has visited you.
Thank you, Lord.
I saw you as a widow.
Yes.
That's what the Spirit of God
died.
That's
He just died last week.
That is what the Spirit of God is ministering to me. And they have two sons.
Yes, they are here.
I heard the voice of the Lord that those that kill your husband want to take away those two boys. Somebody repeat after me. Whoever that is after my life,
open your mouth and pray. Take that person away from my life.
Take that person away.
Change them away from my life. Anybody after my life, after my children's life. Pray.
Take it away.
Thank you.
God, Mama, it's no longer time to cry. I heard it from the Lord while Daddy was ministering to you. This is thus said the Lord. Somebody, will you testify?
Yes.
I saw an arrow of God. Somebody say, arrow from God. An arrow of Holy Ghost will visit those who have sworn over their dead body. Will they be alive to see you succeed in the name of Jesus? Mama, this is thus said the Lord. Cry not, they kill him.
Yes.
They kill him.
I know.
A sickness under 2 weeks. That is how it happened. This is thus said the Lord. The Lord said, I will destroy the man who killed your husband.
Amen.
He said to me, he will not just kill the man, but he will make the man incapacitated.
Paralyzed.
Incapacitated.
That's what they did to him.
That is what they did to your husband.
Yes. Hey.
They did your husband. They make him incapacitated.
Yes.
By the power, I don't know you, but this is the voice I heard. By the power in the name of Jesus, whoever that have been after your life, whoever is seeking after your life to kill you, I declare that person under this unction and Holy Spirit, under this grace, that person shall be incapacitated. Mama, God said I should tell you, they cannot be able to take away the two boys. They want to do that because of property. Yeah. Property. I don't know. This is how it came. A vision broke forth while Daddy was ministering to you. God said nothing will happen to those boys.
Amen.
Go and mark it. He said his hand is called Hanu Ubangiji. The finger of the Lord is upon them.
Amen.
Fear not. Pride of Christ all over the world. When you are going today, I heard it from the Lord. God opened my eyes. I saw a golden ladder. And all of us were climbing on it.
Hey.
A golden ladder. Not a wooden type of ladder. This week will be our best week of favor.
I'm praising all that upward way. New heights and please, if the person is here, I want to confirm what I saw. I even had the name escape me. Something like Azubike or so. Something Azubike, something like that. I was distracted by something else. And you are hearing this song. He takes a beggar and makes it. Who is the person? You were hearing that song. 2 days. If the person is here, please run to the pulpit here. I want to see you. And if you're online, then give me a call. Please, please, learn to take our calls. You are the one for 2 days. But what does Zubike or Zubike, what has he got to do with you?
I'll be hearing the song.
What that name, Azubike or Zubike or something like that? What does that mean anything to you? Eh? Did you hear that song?
Yes, I heard the song. But the name, I'm okay. Not specific.
You were hearing that song.
Yes.
It happened 2 times, 2 days.
Yes, yes.
He takes a beggar
to the poor
and make him a king. You were hearing it.
Yes, sir. As I was singing this song, I saw a gate and there are 3 mopo standing there. They just opened the gate and tell me I should have told them to open the gate. I was sharing it with my husband.
And you were hearing that song.
Yes, sir.
He takes a beggar. How does that song go? From what?
From rags
unto riches.
From silver to gold. From tears to diamond. A valley unto gold.
That is somebody's testimony after today. A beggar and makes him a king. Somebody, that will be your portion. Your situation will change. It will lift you up above poverty. God did not ordain anybody to be poor, to be a beggar. The cause of poverty is broken. I say it is broken. Again, I say it is broken. Whatever you do with the works of your hand, you will prosper. Please, is that Azubike here? Is anybody bearing that name, Azubike? I've heard it again clearly. Amen. Let Azubike come. Oh. Amen. Azubike. 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 Okay. Were you told to see me in the spirit?
Yeah, that was on Friday, sir.
You saw a revelation?
Yes, sir. And you were this music can talk now.
Were you told to see me?
Sir?
Were you given any revelation to see me?
Yes, sir. That was on Friday, sir.
You received a message that you should see me.
Yes, sir.
And you were praying and you were hearing, he takes a beggar.
Exactly, sir.
Uh-huh. Why you not come out? I said I had a name, Azubike. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Pastor, Sister Gift also had the same song. Uh-huh. She has been under the anointing. That's why she couldn't come out.
Anoint her. But you'll not be beggar now. You'll be bank manager. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. No weapon of the enemy fashioned against you shall prosper. I say it again. No weapon of the enemy fashioned against you shall prosper. And they gather 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five men gathered and they were holding meeting. You, and you were hearing what they were saying, and they were planning against you, and they were sitting in your father's compound. Did you see any revelation like that?
Yes, just last night I was sharing with my wife that I find myself in my village by 3 a.m. and I used sword. Some men that gathered, I was using my sword to cut them.
Hey.
That he had become a major prophet.
Hey. Anybody gathering, he said they will surely gather. But because it's not of the Lord, what will happen? Let them scatter now.
You
scatter,
know me,
scatter.
You do me. You don't know me. You do me. Catch fire.
You know me. You do me. You don't know me. You do me. Catch fire.
You know me. You do me.
You know me, you know me.
If you know me, you know me.
Like Christmas goat waiting for the day of celebration to slaughter you. Power of the Holy Ghost. Father, you are the one showing me this. Father, lose them now. Wherever they tie you, when I say I lose you, make sure you lose yourself. Please, everybody, musicians, everybody. Can't be in bondage again. I said, we can't be in bondage. Your two hands on your head. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. And a cross appear before somebody now. The symbol of a cross. Power of the Holy Ghost. Be the Spirit. It's not entertaining us. Every day for the thief, one day for the owner. I don't care how long your case. Somebody's own was 12 years. One day it ended. Another person was 38 years. When Jesus stepped in, it ended. For everything that has a beginning, there is an end. I don't care. It's not everybody. Oh, this ministration is certainly for somebody that the Lord has ordained today to be your day. And such people even struggle to come to church. And such people so frustrated, no hope. I said, today is your day of freedom. They tie you by a covenant or a curse. And those of you who don't know, we do this ministration here every Thursday. People who come here on Thursdays can never be bound. Because on Thursday, we lose you. Friday, we establish it. Sunday, we dance. We glorify the name of the Lord. Anybody, they tie your business. There's an expectation you are believing God for. Your documents. Your marriage. Your womb. They tie your finance that you are expecting. Your promotion. Whatever it is. If you can turn, let me be sure everybody is hearing me. Turn and face your back. Did everybody turn? Now turn and face me again. Thank you. Did everybody turn? Turn and face your back again. And turn and face me again. Please, who is that person the cross appeared before now? The cross. You are the one. Come and do your own here. You saw a cross appear before you. Yes, stand here. Do your own here. Our deliverance came through the cross. She too? Eh? You saw the cross? Yes. Bring her forward. Bring her forward. That's the announcement of where we derive our freedom from. Hanging on the cross, what did Jesus Christ say before he gave up the ghost? Say it again. Say it again. That is the symbol of the cross. That's why we got our freedom. Ah, Lord Jesus. Turn and face your back and face me again. And when I say I lose you, you better lose yourself very well, depending on how your own be. You do it here, something will happen somewhere where you are connected to. A shrine in your village, they tie you by a curse, by an evil covenant in the marine kingdom. Your father's compound, they tie you. Tie your business, your market, no green sell. They tie your spirit, tie your glory, tie your father's children so that only their own children will progress because your father's children will not progress. They tie you in any way. They tie your certificate, tie your visa. They say, no, be to travel abroad, it be. Make we see how you'll be established there so that they will deport you. They tie any expectation you have. They tie even the grace of God in your life. They tie your ministry from the day you were born until now. If that person can turn 360 degrees, you are loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Your business is loose in the name of Jesus. Your finance is loose in the name of Jesus. Your father's children are loose in the name of Jesus. Your mother's children are loose in the name of Jesus. Your ministry is loose in the name of Jesus. Your documents are loose in the name of Jesus. You are loose. Can't be in bondage. You can't be in bondage. can't be in bondage, oh. Thank you, Father.
Leave him alone, leave him alone. Leave him alone. Leave him alone.
He said it is for me.
Leave him alone. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. Leave him alone.
Leave who?
Leave him alone.
Who are we to leave alone?
Leave this man alone. Leave him alone.
Why?
Leave him alone.
Why?
He belongs to me. He belongs to me.
Are you Jesus?
I know.
Are you Jesus?
No.
Are you Jesus?
No, he belongs to me.
I say he belongs to Jesus.
My son. He's my son.
Will you shut up?
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Yeah? I say shut up.
I say shut up.
Okay. In the name of Jesus Christ, shut up.
Shut up.
Okay. If you are able to open your mouth and talk again, fire will catch that mouth. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, keep quiet. Somebody shout, I belong to Jesus Christ. Say very loud, I belong to Jesus Christ. Eh? Say it again. Say very loud. Come, if we continue, no, we'll go home today. Please be seated. You don't do. We'll continue on Thursday. Sit down. Sit down. We have to close.
Jesus comes, the